Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, there are personality types. You know this by now. There's extroverts and there's introverts. And some of us are extroverts. Some of us are introverts. But there might be a third option that was just defined. And Kevin has the details. What are the details of this?
Yeah, so a psychiatrist named Rami Kaminsky said that there is another type of personality that's not extrovert and introvert. It's called otrovert, and it's described as socially capable but emotionally detached from group identity. So you're practically not an introvert or an extrovert, but you don't, like, you don't retreat into themselves, but you're not always, like, out there and being, like, an extrovert.
I love this. I love this. I think that's me.
Oh, my God.
I think it's both of us.
You think it's you?
You think it's you?
Yeah.
You think you're not an extrovert?
No. Sometimes I like to be by myself.
Everybody likes to be by themselves sometimes. Being an extrovert doesn't mean that you only want to be with other people all the time. It means that you are very comfortable with other people and you like engaging and being engaged with. That's absolutely you.
It means that you get energy from social interactions, which you totally do.
Huh.
You do, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
But what? See, the sometimes.
Yeah.
Right. And that's me too.
See, and you get me.
And the older I get, the more I think that I am getting exhausted by social interactions, and it's the opposite effect. Where I used to like going sometimes to a bar or a party or something like that, now I hate it and I dread it and I don't even want to go. And, like,
is that because you don't really have very many friends?
No, I don't think that's it at all. I don't think that's it even a little bit. I think that it's because there's a lot of, that doesn't mean that I don't get invited to stuff. There's lots of stuff I get invited to and I don't want to go, like, a lot of times because it's going to be exhausting to me. But I'm not fully an introvert. I can still turn it on if I want to. And I can still socially interact with a bunch of strangers and stuff like that. What is the definition of this otrovert again?
It is socially capable but emotionally detached from group identity.
That's me!
So I have said before, I feel like there's this new wave of trying to convince people that, like, oh, I'm an introvert, and everybody wants to be an introvert now. I looked up what is an extrovert, and it is marked by being outgoing, sociable, and assertive. You guys are both of those things. I know you're not all the time. Nobody is anything all the time. But I do think that you guys get your batteries charged by being around other people.
But it's becoming less and less the older
I
get.
Well, that's probably because you have kids and we get up so early and you're tired.
So, okay, then what are the details of an introvert now?
Well, I'd have to look that up.
I have focused on internal thoughts and feelings rather than external things and social interactions. I mean, that's kind of like if the three of us are at a social situation, who's the quietest? It's me.
Yeah.
It's okay. Me. It is me.
Yeah, it is.
It depends. He's just talking about work. He's not talking about, remember when Pat Martin had a retirement party?
Yes.
Who flittered around and was excited to see former coworkers that we hadn't seen for so long? It was Gavin.
Interesting.
Okay, so in that situation, yeah.
And at like movie screenings, you talk to everyone?
No, I don't really anymore.
Huh.
I don't.
Well, he just gets it and gets out.
If somebody talks to me at something like that, then I'll obviously talk back to them.
When you're at the theater volunteering, you are. What did you tell me the other day? Volunteer at the snack bar. It's so fun.
It is fun. That's not the same thing.
That is the same thing. Yes,
no.
It is. It is socializing. It is being engaging. It's enjoying that activity.
Here are the four types of introverts, or some qualities, I guess. Is that how you defined the extrovert thing? There were like qualities of an extrovert?
Yeah, well, I guess.
Okay, so somebody who's a thinker, somebody who's anxious, and somebody who closes in on themselves with their own thoughts. That's me. That's actually Kevin sometimes too. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Kevin, you and I are introverts.
You're right.
We are this new thing, which somebody texted in, a couple people actually said that there was something called an amnivert, which
that's
has been
where
around
it's
for.
Vault of, yeah.
Well, then really, what's the difference?
Right.
Okay, so they're the
it's
same
just
thing.
Name. Yeah.
Okay, all right. We just, we just saved a lot of money in therapy,
yes,
I think.
Yes, we did.
I think we really
we
saved a lot
out
of money.
I'll tell you what, one of the qualities of an introvert is self-aware.
We're self-aware that we're introverts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say you guys are two of the least self-aware people I've ever
you're
met.
You're just no. mad you're not us.
I
have never been mad that I'm not you. I can tell you that much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.